with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the FBI has arrested an Afghan man who officials say planned an Election Day attack in the United States.
According to charging documents, Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi of Oklahoma City told FBI investigators after his arrest Monday that he had planned his attack to coincide with Election Day next month and that he and a co-conspirator expected to die as martyrs. He allegedly had taken steps to advance his attack plans, including ordering firearms and buying one-way tickets for his wife and child to travel home to Afghanistan. I'm Norman Hall.
Forecasters are warning about the impact of Hurricane Milton on the Gulf Coast near Tampa Bay. Dr. Michael Brennan, National Hurricane Center director, says the potential storm surge is extremely serious.
10 to 15 feet, so that's well above the height of any person, up to the above a one to even getting into the second story of a building. And it's not just the water. It's not going to be filling up like a bathtub. This is water that's going to violently be pushed onshore from the Gulf of Mexico with destructive wave action on top of it. And you're going to have structural damage to buildings. Some buildings will wash away. Evacuation routes will be quickly cut off. We've lost people to storm surge in previous hurricanes who are trying to get out at the last minute and they drown in their cars. So please do not stay in these environment in this unsafe area. Get out now while you still can. Remember, you only have to drive usually tens of miles, not hundreds of miles, to get to a safe location.
Hurricane warnings are in effect on both the west and east coast of Florida as the storm approaches from the Gulf of Mexico. Hurricane Milton is expected to hit with winds of at least 150 miles an hour. On Wall Street, the Dow by 126 points, the NASDAQ rose 259, the S&P advanced 55, oil down 329 to $73.85 a barrel. This is SRN News. The French discover another problem with transgenderism.
An Algerian man living in France was convicted of child rape, sentenced to 4 years in jail, and then given a deportation order. But now the man claims he is transgender and cannot be deported because he would be persecuted in his native country. And the French courts have ruled in his favor, meaning he will soon be out of prison and free to stay in France solely because he is living as a woman. Some observers wonder what U.S. courts might do with a similar case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-abortion groups outraised pro-lifers by a nearly 8-to-1 margin in campaigns for ballot measures across the U.S. this year. But the advantage doesn't show in ad buys in Florida, which has the most expensive campaign of the nine states where voters are being asked whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitutions. Campaigns that raise more money have an edge reaching voters. This is SRN News. Hurricane Milton is messing with the routines and schedules of some pro sports teams.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are relocating to the New Orleans area to prepare for Sunday's game against the Saints. The Bucs plan to spend the rest of the week out of state instead of practicing as usual at the team's training facility in Tampa. The NHL's Tampa Bay Lightning canceled Monday night's scheduled preseason finale against the Nashville Predators. Rich Thomason reporting.
Woody Johnson sensed his struggling New York Jets needed a change, and now. So the owner made a stunning decision to fire coach Robert Saleh just five games into his fourth season after the team's 2-3 start following a 23-17 loss to Minnesota in London on Sunday. Johnson said the current Jets squad is one of the most talented in the franchise's history. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.